Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dehazu. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Thompson moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Buckner tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Jerry White pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Mason now playing third base. Jerry White now playing right field. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. DeJesus hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rochelle moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Rochelle scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carter. Thompson scores. Buckner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ontiveros for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rochelle bunts towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to second. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Rudy May now pitching. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Rudy May. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mason fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ontiveros moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore bunts in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.